Now, Australia is a rich multicultural society, which many will argue is the envy of the world. It's this diversity which attracts so many people to not only live in this wonderful country, but also study here. The Department of Education has reported that the higher education sector has the largest share of Australia's international students, with 43%. That is a lot. To explore this issue in greater detail, I'm joined by Professor of International Studies at RMIT and President of the International Education of Australia, Dr. Christopher Zagouras. Dr. Christopher, good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Very good. Thanks so much for joining us on The Daily. Now, how many international students are there in Australia at the moment?
Well, last year there was around 550,000 students. So it's over half a million.
550,000?
Yeah. So if you think of that in context of Australia's population, which is around 25 million, then about 1 in 50 people in Australia is an international student, which is quite amazing.
That's incredible. So that's 1 in 50 people that live here. That's not just people at university. That's 1 in 50 people that live in Australia are an international student here.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, it's incredible. Why is it important for Australian universities to attract international students?
Well, we've been doing this for a long time, since, you know, the 1950s, 1960s, and the number of international students has grown pretty steadily for many decades. Our universities and many of our colleges and vocational training institutes and so on don't just educate local students. For many decades, we've been educating people from all over the world. So it's a big part of what we do. And in higher education, at university level, there's about over a quarter of all the students in Australia are international students.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Is it just about money? Are universities too reliant on the fees that they're getting from international students?
No, look, universities are much more reliant upon fees for domestic students, which is very influenced by Australian government policy. Mm-hmm. So if you look at vulnerability, what the Commonwealth government does with funding of university places for local students is much more volatile for universities. And if you look over the years, the flow of international students has been fairly consistent. Right. It's not actually as volatile as you might expect. So over the last few years, the rate of growth has been about 10% more students each year.
Okay.
So I don't actually think that they're too dependent, no.
Okay. And what are the benefits of international students actually coming over here? I mean, it must be a huge thing for someone, especially if they're, maybe late teens, early 20s, to actually come to a foreign country and then study here. What are the benefits for them?
Sure. Look, it's a huge transformative period of life, isn't it, once you leave high school? And most of the students are coming, you know, in their very late teens, early 20s, and some are late at 20s if they've done, and 30s if they're doing a master's degree, say, here, or a PhD. So for the students, it's a hugely transformative experience. And many of the degrees and other programs that students are doing here are just not available in their home country in the same way.
Okay.
So our education system's pretty dynamic. Our institutions are pretty responsive. We're changing curriculum all the time. We try and integrate with what industry's looking for, what employers are looking for, current technologies, what's happening around the world. And I think the reputation of Australian programs is pretty good on that front. So students coming here to get something which they probably can't get in the same way back at home.
Okay.
And also experiencing, you know, living in another culture, developing higher level English proficiency, and that sort of international experience where the students are coming from is really highly valued, because those societies are integrating into a global economy. They're becoming part of a very interconnected world, and that's the skills that they develop here are really, really set them up for a bright future in most cases.
Now, you mentioned earlier 550,000 international students around the country, you know, studying here.
Yeah.
Is there one main sort of part of the world that these guys are coming from? Is it, you know, is it sort of spread across the whole world? What's the story there?
Look, China's the largest source country. Which kind of makes sense. China's got a huge population.
Yeah.
It's also China's becoming much more affluent very quickly. And many students in China are looking for alternatives to traditional educational models in China. So Chinese students are traveling all over the world. And so for most countries, Chinese students constitute the largest sort of source country.
Right.
And so we're similar in that regard. The next biggest countries are, you know, India, Vietnam, Malaysia, Korea. So mostly Asian countries, but we have students from hundreds of countries here.
Right. Yeah. And what are the more popular subjects and things that they're learning over here? What are the more popular things that they're coming to Australia to learn that they can't learn in their home countries?
Yeah, look, lots of students will come here for short English language courses. So they might come for 6 months to study intensive English, often at a college, English language college, rather than a university. And so it depends on the country a bit. So students from Japan will often do that. So these are young people who are doing university degrees in Japan, but in order to increase their English proficiency and have a bit of a break, they might come here for 6 months and study intensive English. So you've got that at one end of the spectrum. There's more and more students coming here to do upper secondary level education.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big area of growth at the moment. Many students in vocational education are doing sort of business certificates, accounting, those sorts of things. But I guess in higher education, it's becoming, the spread of disciplines is becoming quite broad. So in every part of every university in the country, you'll find students from around the world.
Right.
Probably still more concentrated in business than in other areas, because that's where the opportunities are back in the home country. So it's a big investment for a family to send one of their kids abroad. It's very expensive. I mean, it'd be very expensive for us to go and study overseas as well. And so the areas where there are jobs, reasonably paying jobs, which really value international experience and English language proficiency, tend to be in the international business sector. So that's still probably the biggest area. But international students are studying in all sorts of disciplines now. As the sophistication of the economies develops and service industries become bigger in Asia, you get more and more students studying, for example, graphic design, architecture, advertising, media and communications, those sorts of fields. I think there's quite a bit of growth at the moment too.
Here was me thinking they were doing sort of, you know, four-year courses and doing full uni degrees, whereas they might just be here for 6 months to do, as you say, intensive English and then back home again to finish studies there as well.
Yeah, that's right. So around half of the students, half of those 550,000 students are in university degrees.
Mm-hmm.
The other half are spread across lots of different programs, mostly shorter programs.
Right.
And so sometimes they're preparatory programs. So the students will come in and do a short English course, and then maybe a diploma, and then that will lead them into studying in a degree. So it's quite common for students to do several different programs here.
Mm-hmm.
They might do secondary school, do a couple of years of secondary education, and then go on to tertiary studies and so on. So that's become increasingly common.
Well, there you go. Dr. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily.
Cheers.